The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Beislein. I hope you all had a happy Thanksgiving and hopefully didn't get caught up in any of that travel stuff. I stuck around here and had a nice dinner with some friends. And speaking of dinner, I know it's supposed to be a law show, but I tried that savory place, the old Panhandler Pies, and it was pretty good. It's you got to order at the counter and sit down, which I don't always mind. So it's because it's nice to be able to get up and leave when you're ready to go. But once you order and sit down, it's pretty much full service. They take care of your water, clear your plates, and do everything else. And rumor has it that the person who did the pizzas at the festival, either I don't know if they did them this year, but they did them last year. I think that they're the ones that are remodeling that house there right on Pine Street, just a little bit east of that new. I keep Birkin something. It's that little deli there. It's in that big building, which incidentally, I turned out a lot nicer than I thought when I was watching it get built. I didn't see how it could ever look good, but I think it looks pretty good and it seems to be doing pretty good. I had a sandwich from there and that was pretty good, I suppose. And the only other thing I want to mention is because I didn't even know about this place until about a year ago. It's called Nadine's in Rathdrum. I didn't even know Rathdrum had an old part of town. It's got like a cute little old, like looks like Sandpoint downtown, but very small. And it's up off of that main road, the highway you go through town on. And it's just a little restaurant up there. It's Mexican food, but it's kind of, it's different than your average Mexican food. And if you get a chance, I strongly recommend going there. I mean, you just order the refried beans and some chips. And you're like, how do you make beans taste this good? Anyway, that's my latest restaurant update. That might be a segment on the show. And Sandpoint, of course, it'll be very short. The other observation is the new four lane that is north of town. I'm not sure what the point was there. It's nice to have four lanes. I guess you're just acknowledging that the traffic in the right lane backs up a long ways, and so you need more room for them to back up. I thought they were going to create some sort of an overpass so you could access that part of Sandpoint without having to go up and go past Super 1 and all that, but apparently not. What they should do at that intersection right there on, you know, where you're on 5th Avenue and I don't know what street goes over to Super 1, the one that goes past the auto parts store, that should be a right turn only. And then anybody who wants to, you know, you get in the left lane and then you just jump over into the right lane once the light turns green, that would end that congestion. The good news is I think I have figured out, well, let me tell you really quick. We have this electronic research stuff, and I used to use a program called Lexis, and I switched back to a program called Westlaw, and it's got artificial intelligence research. And I know that that's kind of a hot topic and people are worried about it, but for your attorney, as long as you follow up on what it says, it's actually a really nice starting point. You just ask a simple question in how you would probably ask it, and then it does the research for you and pulls up the cases. I did catch, though, I asked it about a certain default. I've talked about default judgments. That's when you don't answer or respond, you lose. Well, the rule used to be that the clerk or the court could enter a default and a default judgment in certain circumstances. And so I asked the AI, I said, well, can a clerk enter a default? And they said, yes, based on all the case law. But the case law was based on the prior version of the rule. And so it didn't catch that. I emailed Westlaw and told them, this is probably not as exciting for you as it is for me. But it will save my clients a lot of money because it basically just gives you a quick, all right, here's kind of the idea, and then you can go from there. Anyway, it looks like we're coming up on our first break, and I will tell you why. What the AI told me as it relates to one of my favorite topics, the filibuster, when we come back. This is Common Law, and thank you for listening.
Ah, nothing like a morning walk to get you going.
With the afternoon I got ahead of me, I really need it.
What are you doing in the afternoon?
I gotta figure out my
Did you say med?
Mm-hmm. There's that word again. Medicare. It can make even a morning walk uncomfortable. But it doesn't have to, especially when you have Pacific Source Medicare to guide you. Pacific Source Medicare offers plan options with $0 premiums, $0 prescriptions, no referrals required to see a specialist, dental benefits, and more. Pacific Source Medicare also gives you service from a local person, not an automated phone tree. Find your Pacific Source Medicare plan today. Visit MedicareBeyond.org. Pacific Source Community Health Plans is an HMO, HMO DSNP, and PPO plan with a Medicare contract and a contract with Oregon Health Plan, Medicaid. Enrollment in Pacific Source Medicare depends on contract renewal. Pacific Source Medicare, going beyond what's required to put members first. Visit MedicareBeyond.org or call 877-452-8878.
Every food you love is good food. And the foods we love, they're all a little different. At Yolks, we believe food is meant to be made just the way you like it. So whether it's filling you up, or giving you comfort, or trying something new, it's all good if you're making something you love. Whatever you're into, we've got you at Yolks Fresh Market.
Let the healthy holidays begin at the YMCA with the best membership offer of the season. Sign up today and pay no join fee for a monthly membership, up to $80 savings. Or purchase an annual membership and receive 12 months for the price of 9, a savings of up to $446. Join with friends or family to get healthy and stay connected all year long. Or give yourself the gift of wellness. At the YMCA, there's something for everyone, from swim classes for the kids to group and individual exercise options for adults. Now's the best time to join the YMCA and find your passion, find your purpose, find your why. Visit YMCAINW.org today and let the healthy connections begin. Offer good through December 3rd. Annual memberships non-refundable. Prorated monthly membership dues still apply. May not be combined with other discounts.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders!
Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400. And 97.1 FM.
Check my pulse. It don't change. Stay 72. Come shine or rain.
Welcome back to Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Beislein. I didn't mention it before, but that is the song U.S. Blues by the Grateful Dead. And I should mention that when I first did this show, it was on a Friday. And I always said, Happy Dead Friday to all you out there. Well, I recently figured out, maybe I already said this, but that the Dead Friday thing wasn't actually like a Dead Friday. It was just something my friend Troy did at the Pine Street Bakery when he ran it. Anyway, so back to I was talking about AI and what it told me. Well, you've heard me go on about the filibuster. Just a quick refresher on why that is such a bad thing. Is because basically it requires 60 senators to close debate on something that needs to be voted on. For example, if the House passes a bill and says, what you guys think, or if the president appoints a Supreme Court nominee, then the Senate has what we call an endless debate law, meaning that they can debate forever. The House used to have that until they had too many members, and then they had to change it, obviously. So what was happening was people stand up for hours so the debate would never be closed, so the matter could never be voted on. Well, rather than do that, they just passed a rule that said 60 people have to pass a vote to close debate. The functional way that works is that you have to get 60 people to agree that something should be voted on, which means you have to get 60 of them to agree that it's going to be passed, because it only takes 51 to pass. So that is a rule that clearly dilutes your vote. It's the reason nothing gets done by these people, because they have all these fancy little rules that keep them from having to do their job. And I want to get rid of it. And so I think I've told you, I've actually called Senator Sanders' office on numerous occasions and talked to his secretary and said, hey, it's time for Bernie to put his money where his mouth is. I mean, this is a simple lawsuit. I mean, the case law is already out there, and it'd be a lot easier for what we call this thing called standing, which is you have to have a dog in the fight if you want to sue somebody. And the hardest thing about standing in a situation like this for me is a thing called citizen standing. And citizens generally don't have standing to just challenge what's going on. It's if it's something that affects everybody uniformly, then they really can't do anything about it as an individual citizen. Well, I finally found a case that hinted at the idea that if this is a representative democracy and my representative's vote is being diluted, my vote is being diluted. Well, that gives me standing. And I'm already admitted in the D.C. Circuit. So the good news is I figured out who to sue now, too. And you'll all you haters out there will love this. It's the vice president. Yep. She's not doing anything wrong other than allowing the body over which she presides, according to the Constitution, to write rules and do things that are basically diluting other people's votes. And I couldn't figure out who to sue to get rid of these rules. And I'm like, well, she presides. A presiding officer runs the show. I don't know why or how we got to this place where somebody like Mitch McConnell or some other becomes a leader of the Senate. I've never really studied the evolution of that, because the Constitution says the vice president presides and is the tiebreaker. Well, presiding means you control the proceedings. That's a Black's Law Dictionary definition. I mentioned once before that I thought the most interesting thing about this contempt trial was that John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, was being told the procedures that were going to be followed by Mitch McConnell. I fully expected him to go, hey, thank you, I'll consider your comments and put them in the round file. But he didn't. He just let them do whatever they want, which is just blows me away. So, yep, I think that, don't tell my wife, but I'm going to probably give it a go. I'm already admitted in D.C., so I don't, you know, I can file this lawsuit on behalf of myself. But I think I'm going to write the vice president first and say, you know, maybe you should take the lead on this and look like the one who says, hey, it's time to get these people doing their job, which means voting, and these rules that don't allow people to vote need to go. So anyway, that's something that's in, I guess, what we would call my pile of windmills. Hopefully I'll get to it at some point. Doesn't seem likely. The next thing I wanted to bring up, because it really occurred to me after I watched what happened in the state of Ohio with this referendum where they legalized weed and pretty much protected abortion all at the same time in the state of Ohio. And it really occurred to me, you know, when this Roe versus Wade was reversed, you know, I was concerned, obviously. But now it appears that, it's probably going to work out to be a good thing. One, the Republicans do not get that it's a losing issue for them, and they keep pushing it, so that's good. But two, the voters are like, no, man, this is not the way it's happening. And it demonstrates that these people are just a really loud minority and that the majority of people aren't going to allow it to happen. I think almost every state has a referendum procedure, and I know Idaho does, and I think the only reason they haven't done a referendum on this yet is because the one they're working on is to basically have what we call open primaries, which means that it doesn't matter your party affiliation, you can go vote for whoever. And the reason this is important is so Democrats who are going to vote Democrat can actually pick which one of the Republicans they'd rather have if they're going to lose. Which one of these two would be the better pick? And what it would do is stop crazies from getting the nomination. You know, what would happen is the Democrats would look and find somebody who is conservative but tolerable to them. And the same thing would happen with Republicans. They would look at the, you know, the Democrats that are in the primary and say, okay, which one of these is the least of my worries? And so what would end up happening is you'd have people who are in the middle where they should be, because you don't get anything done on the extremes. I think the current Republican Party has proven that to be the case. One of the most successful presidents in getting things done was Bill Clinton. I mean, he eliminated our deficit, and you're all about the deficit. And he got it done because he wasn't a fruitcake. He's in the middle and he was pragmatic. And that's where things get done, not the way they are now with, you know, most people. And it's generally one party completely at one extreme. And speaking of that party, talk about an implosion. I mean, you get rid of the Speaker of the House with no plan on how to replace him. You can't do anything, which, incidentally, there's nothing in the Constitution that says you can't do things without a Speaker of the House. This, again, is one of those little silly rules that they make up. They make up their own rules, and then they run around screaming about how bad they are and hurting things. But I'm like, well, then repeal the rule. it just dumbfounds me what they do. But, and allowing a guy like George Santos in their party, and everybody's still hitching their wagon to Trump, even though it's clear that that's a losing proposition. I mean, everything that's gone on in the last 2.5 years should tell the Republican Party, you need to get away from this guy, because he's going to destroy the Republican Party. I mean, he probably already has. And the other nice thing I've liked lately is watching Republicans engage in acts of violence in political discourse. I mean, that is not okay. That ding-dong challenging the Teamsters guy to a fight in a Senate hearing as... Whoops, there's my phone. Hold on. I said it right when I saw it, like the commentators said when they saw it. It's like, picking a fight with the Teamsters seems like a bad idea. But that's not the point. The point is, you know, if you can't argue your way out of something and you're losing an argument and your response is to be violent, well, then you lose. I mean, you just lost. And you've proven everything that I'm saying about what's going on in the Republican Party true. I mean, what, McCarthy elbowed somebody going past him? I mean, it's just like, what is going on? And nobody will do anything about it. I mean, I said it last time, if the Republicans would rally around Mitt Romney, get him nominated, he'd wipe the floor with Joe Biden. I mean, there's no question he would, because Joe Biden's old. Yeah, I know, he's old. Anyway. But it's just, it is absolutely beyond me what is going on with the party. But moving on, since we're talking about my favorite fellow, the ex-president, everybody knows that he's praised Hitler, all right? I mean, that's not something he's denied, and you can look it up yourself. He has. And now he's using things like vermin in his speeches and rooting out the liberals and all of, I mean, this is Hitler's playbook, people. And if you think that I'm being paranoid, well, I think then you're not really studying history. That's what I think. I mean, this is ridiculous. The only bright spot in all this nonsense with this jerk is that he has highly offended everybody in the military. And I know there's some fruitcakes that showed up on January 6th who were in the military, but for the most part, the people in the military don't think it's real cool when you don't want to go see people buried, soldiers who were killed in action because they're losers because they got killed. Or you don't want to stand next to them because if they're injured because it makes you look bad. I mean, if you're going to have a coup, folks, there's kind of one real important ingredient, and that would be the military has to be on your side. And they're not. And so that's the only reason that I'm not terribly concerned, even if he did get elected, because the military would never help him. And if you want to pit together his band of merry idiots with their AR-15s against the United States military, I think that'd be a good way to get rid of them. Anyway, it looks like we're coming up on our next break. And this is Common Law 7B. I'm Arthur Bisline. Thanks for listening, and we'll be right back.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 scratch tickets.
Wait, that's not how the song goes.
I know, but this year I got scratch tickets from the Idaho Lottery. With so many different designs and prizes, up to $200,000, what else could I need?
200 grand?
Here, take some. I have plenty to share.
Great! So what do we do with this partridge in a pear tree?
Tis the season. Joy worth sharing with Idaho Lottery holiday scratch tickets. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
You show your vandal pride? Dave sure does. He proudly dons the silver and gold everywhere he goes. Dave thought he was the ultimate fan until he found out there was a vandal debit card.
Where did you get that?
Well, Dave, there's only one place to get your vandal debit card. At P1FCU. Visit p1fcu.org/govandals to get your vandal card today. Debit cards are only available to P1FCU members with an active checking account. insured by NCUA.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
For a limited time, trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and iPad and Apple Watch SE. All on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Go to your local Verizon store now. iPhone requires Unlimited Ultimate plan first. Service plan required for iPad and Apple Watch. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required first. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit. Up to $459.99 device payment purchase with new line on eligible plan required per Apple Watch or iPad. Less up to $459.99 promo credit per device applied. 0% APR. Additional terms and conditions apply.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster. On campus or live online, qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career. Accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at northidahoradio.com.
Welcome back to Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Beislein. I think we should mention this whole Israel-Hamas thing. I think it's worth discussing, even though I'm not really discussing it with anybody. I'm just talking. I think the first thing is to separate, couple of things. Is one, I've always said with terrorists is, it's important that we do try to figure out, what their problem is, right? But whatever their problem is, doesn't excuse what they did. And so I think that, there probably are some serious issues with how the Israelis have treated the Palestinians, no question about that, but that doesn't excuse what Hamas did. Now, I don't know what I would do. I mean, you got to look at it. If you're the United States, think of it this way. If about a whole bunch of people flew out of Philadelphia and did what these guys did and then disappeared back into Philadelphia, I don't know that we would handle things a whole lot differently. I don't know if we'd bomb Philadelphia. We might try it street by street, but so it's hard to really judge what they're doing. And, they say what Israel is doing is war crimes. Well, what Hamas is doing is clearly war crimes too. Ignoring the initial attack, it's a war crime to take shelter in a hospital unless you're hurt. And that's what they're doing. And it seems pretty clear that's what they're doing. And, what they did was basically run and hide among a civilian population to protect themselves. And there's just no two ways about it. I've watched this and I haven't seen any offers from Hamas to allow children to leave. I mean, you'd think that you would say, well, we're going to bring hell down on us. Can you at least let our kids get out of here? Because, they're not guilty of anything. And the problem I have with the adults is when you allow your country to be run by people who's like these, then bad things are going to happen to you. I mean, that's why you don't want Trump running your country, because eventually something bad is going to happen. I mean, it already did, in my estimation, but a lot worse things can happen when this unstable idiot gets the reins again. So that's it. My thoughts on it. I don't know, I don't think that I don't think there's any excuse for what Hamas did. I wish there was a way that, Israel could find a way to root these guys out. And, you know, I think at some point it's going to have to come down to the Palestinian people saying, here they are. It's really hard to figure out who's a friendly and who's not, you know, when they're all mixed in with the civilian population. Anyway, those are just my thoughts for whatever they're worth. The other thing I wanted to bring up again before we forget, because we're heading into snow season, just a little reminder on insurance claims. And I don't know if you've all heard it, but I know I've said it before. The insurance company is in a completely irretrievable conflicting position because they owe their duty to their shareholders, not to you. And to make their shareholders wealthy means they pay less money to you. And so they've developed a whole bunch of ways to hang on to your money for as long as they can. And I'm just going to give you a quick and dirty on what to do. Like when your roof collapses, if we ever do get a heavy snow, God willing. One is immediately demand a certified copy of your policy. And make sure you say you want a certified copy. It doesn't have to be a hard copy. They can email it to you with that. And then if you have the ability to search it OCR, then find out the place where it talks about the proof of loss. Because remember, what the insurance company will do is talk to you for as long as you will talk to them, and just keep talking, you know. And then at some point, you will get fed up and you will write an email or say in a phone call, well, I want my money. And then they'll say, oh, well, you need to submit a proof of loss. And they have the right to do that. And so if they, then once you submit the proof of loss, generally this policy gives them another 60 days to pay your claim. And so, I mean, you're thinking, well, why, what 60 days, what's the big deal? Well, one, you got to remember, you've probably been jerked around for a long time before that, but 60 days on your little claim, when you multiply it times the hundreds of thousands of claims these guys have, that's where they're making the money. One, they're making the money not paying you, but they're also making the money in delaying paying you. And both of those things, there are causes of action to address them. The other thing to remember is you're in Idaho and your property's in Idaho. If you're all in Idaho, this is all about, you know, the insurance company can be from wherever. Then when you talk to these agents, you find a way to tape it. And don't tell them you're taping them. And if you've talked to an attorney already, don't tell them you've talked to an attorney. Because they, you know, ideally they will behave themselves, but usually they don't. And so it's just how they hang on to their money even longer is by just jerking you around. So make sure you tape them. What else about insurance companies? But that's the big one, is look out for this proof of loss. So if you see this language about the proof of loss, email your agent or call them. If you call them, again, record it and say, I need your proof of loss form. And if they say, why, we haven't requested it, say, well, I'm not waiting for you to request it. I'm going to fill it out and give it to you now. And there's really no way for them to say no, you know. I mean, if they did, if they said, no, 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 we want to wait and we'll give it to you later, well, that would be actually pretty good evidence of, you know, them jerking you around to hang on to your money. Before we go to the next break, something that is just confusing me lately is you drive around and I see all these bumper stickers and stuff about, you know, you pry my gun out of my cold dead hand and I love the Second Amendment and protect the Second Amendment. And I guess my question is, why are you all so concerned about the Second Amendment? I mean, is it just to give you something to be mad about? Because I got to tell you, friends and neighbors, the Second Amendment has never been stronger than it is right now at any point in history. I mean, again, it's just words in the Constitution, but the way it's being interpreted is, well, I don't agree with it, but the way it's being interpreted, the Second Amendment has never been in better shape. So I really, maybe somebody could email, you know, commonlaw7b@gmail.com and let me know what the concern is, because I really don't get it. What I think it is, it's just the right wing, whatever, trying to scare you into thinking that the liberals are trying to take your guns and make them gay or something. I don't know. But there's really, I mean, of all the ones that are not under assault, that is the one. I mean, you should be really concerned about your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights. That's what I'd be worried about. But anyway, I think that, I think we have 5 more minutes till the next break. I think so. All right. Well, then let's go on about the Second Amendment, because again, I mentioned this before, it's not about gun control or not gun control. We have gun control, folks. I mean, obviously we have gun control. You can't just buy a machine gun. You got to go through a process to get it. You certainly can't go out and buy a RPG, rocket-propelled grenade, and you can't go get a bazooka. You can't get a suitcase nuke. There's all kinds of weapons you can't get. So we have gun control. So get over that. That term is just an absolute low-hanging fruit that gets you nowhere. The question is, how much regulation or how little regulation? Because clearly there is regulation, and the Second Amendment itself talks about regulation, a well-regulated militia. So that's what, you know, people need to stop with this right, left, hardcore, this way or the other. It's like, you know, I think I told you, I talked to a guy who I know is a hardcore Second Amendment guy, and he answered all those questions, no. I said, do you think I should have an M60 if I want one? And he said, no. I said, well, then you're about gun control. It's really just about a matter of degree. And so, and that brings me back to, again, my other point, which is it's not, you know, saying I am right wing or saying I'm left wing or saying I'm conservative or saying I'm liberal is just really a lazy man's way to deal with these difficult issues that we're facing. I mean, nobody talks about it. They just say, oh, I'm for or I'm against. Well, I don't know. I think the majority of people, I know the majority of the people in the United States, the vast majority, are all about background checks on these guns, and they're all about registering these weapons. So why hasn't it happened? Well, the NRA. And I, for the life of me, cannot figure out what's their take. I mean, do they own stock in gun companies or something? I can't figure out what they're so concerned about and why they spend so much money and why they have so much power. But that's the only thing I can think of, is that if you do anything with guns, they think it's just a slippery slope, which is just that is like in the law business, slippery slope argument is just nonsense. I mean, you can't say, oh, because we banned magazines for AR-15s that hold 300 rounds, that now we're going to ban AR-15s, because those two things are just completely unrelated. 150 round or 300 round magazine in a weapon like that is designed for only one thing, killing people. And there's no excuse to own it. I mean, as I said about silencers, there's no excuse to have a suppressed weapon. The only purpose is, though, so you can shoot somebody and nobody knows you did it. I mean, that's just, there's no reason. And I did think, last time I brought this up, I did say that it might be okay for 22s so you can shoot the not Canadian geese, which I had another idea for that. This is a bit of a side track, but I have a client who's an engineer and he's been working on artificially intelligent farm equipment. And so basically it does all this stuff on its own. It's pretty cool. And I said, well, why don't you build a little, you've seen those toys that, these kids have that can go kind of anywhere with these big wheels, and they flip over and they flip themselves back over. And said, why don't you build an artificially intelligent one of those and a little doghouse for it? And then you can stick it on your beach. And then when it sees a goose on the beach, it just comes out and harasses it until it leaves. I mean, I tried to do it with my drone, but the geese will actually attack the drone, which I don't need that getting knocked into the water. But he was funny because he said, well, do you think anybody would buy that? And I'm like, no. 8,000 waterfront property owners on Lake Coeur d'Alene probably wouldn't have any interest in keeping all that poop off their beach. He said he was working on it, but I just said, I just want a little cut, you know, if you make a bunch of money on it. But anyway, it looks like we're coming up on our second break. This is Common Law 7B. That's my email, actually. The show is Common Law, and I'm your host, Arthur Beislein, and we'll be right back.
Did you know Idaho high school seniors graduating next spring are eligible for up to $8,000 in grant money for career training and education through Idaho Launch? Funds can be used to cover the cost of apprenticeships, job training, community college, and university programs that lead to in-demand careers. Students choose their own path, and Idaho Launch helps pay for it. Funds are limited. Apply today at nextsteps.idaho.gov/launch. Idaho Launch. Support in every direction.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
What's the one gift everyone loves? Something cozy. I just went to Kohl's and got some really great and really cozy finds, all for under $20 with the extra 20% going on. Like a sweater for $11.99, a big one throw for $11.99, and a pair of slippers for just $14.39. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So yeah, hit up Kohl's for your holiday shopping and thank me later. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Football is back and NFL Plus has you covered. Get NFL Plus and you'll never miss a moment of live football action this season with live local and primetime games on mobile, NFL Network, NFL Red Zone, live game audio, and more all in one place. That's right. This season, get NFL Red Zone and NFL Plus Premium so you never miss a touchdown. That's every touchdown from every game, every Sunday during the regular season across devices. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless, you know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Shake the hand that shook the hand of P.T. Barnum and Charlie Chan.
Welcome back to Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Beislein. Hope you're enjoying your afternoon. Before I forget, I keep forgetting to mention, I talked about the Speaker of the House deal, but I keep forgetting to mention that our current Speaker of the House, he thinks Trump won the election. That's the third in line for the presidency of the United States. And that is just beyond the pale of insanity that somebody who thinks that would have any control of any position, be in the government at all, you know, probably not even be behind the wheel of a car, because that's just stupid. I mean, it just didn't happen. And there's just no proof of it. And so whatever, you know my opinion on that. And the other interesting thing I hope you all remember out there is that 99% of everybody who ever worked for Donald Trump when he was president, well, they all say he should never be president again and he's not qualified. And anybody who's associated with him, and it's going well for them, Rudy Giuliani's going to die, a bankrupt old man. Sidney Powell is done. I mean, all these people are done. Their careers are just over because of this jerk, which is why they're all flipping on him. And he should be nervous because he should be nervous. They start flipping. I mean, they're all saying, yeah, we're going to tell you whatever we want, but this was all his idea. And I think he's going to get convicted of a lot of stuff. I'm about 100% sure in the state of New York, he's going to lose Trump Tower. Wouldn't that be fun? He won't be able to go to his little gold-plated, ridiculous, only 10,000-square-foot townhouse, not 30,000. And that part's pretty much already been determined. So anyway, enough about him. It's just so much fun to talk about him. A couple other things I wanted to remind people, because what I'm seeing a lot of lately is, once again, what we call self-help, meaning that you don't see the easement in your property, not even legal description, or your title report. There's no easement on your exception, so you go ahead and put up a gate or a fence across an existing road. That's self-help. And it's one of the surest ways to tank your case, because courts don't like it. there, you know, because that just causes problems. If somebody needs to use that road, all right, well, we're already in a dispute. I mean, I'm sure you all know about them. Somebody locking a gate and then somebody pulls a gun and, or, you know, whatever. And even if that doesn't go that far, it just it creates animosity amongst neighbors and all that. Now, if a court says it's okay, and you're going, well, a lawsuit doesn't. Well, a lawsuit does too. But it's more controlled because we don't have people, you know, standing there blocking things and causing that kind of trouble. So when you buy land, the most important thing to do, even if you're just buying a lot in town, I mean, that's pretty rare in town, but if you're buying a piece of property, you need to get out and you need to walk the entire thing and look for anything that looks like any kind of a trail. And, you know, even if you think it's a deer trail, you know, investigate it. If you see a two-lane track on your property and it's not in your easement or not in your title report, your title insurance, and your title insurance will not cover that. So you could have a full-on giant easement across your property, and if it's not recorded, then the title companies will exclude that. They'll say anything of view, which is why I'm telling you, you need to go out and walk every inch of the property and look for these things. You could be buying a lawsuit and you don't know it. And those types of things are not really anything you could sue the seller for either. So that is, you know, and we see this mistake all the time. And the other thing I'd recommend, if you want to, if you really think that it's crucial to you that all of your property is occupied by you, whatever you think you own, well, I mean, because a lot of people, it's North Idaho. It's like, I don't really care. Your pump house is halfway on my 20-acre lot. You know, it's a little building, whatever it is, where it is. But other, you know, what we're seeing now is that people are spending $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 in a lawsuit over something that's not worth $5,000. And, you know, you write them a letter and you say, hey, that is insanity, man. Why don't you just let them pay you something, pay you $10,000 rather than do this? No, no, they got to protect every inch of their acreage. And, you know, and sometimes that's necessary as far as, you know, zoning minimums and all that. But even then, that doesn't really apply. And so my point is this, if you're somebody that's going to be that way, that then get your survey done before you buy the property. You know, because the title company is not going to list, unless the encroachment's already been dealt with or something, or, you know, because a lot of these property lines were done with a wagon wheel and a flag, right? And a compass and rolled around. I mean, I've come across cases where it's a mile off. And, oh, and incidentally, do not rely on the GIS mapping system. I don't know if any of you know of that. It's on the Bonner County website. Kootenai County has one too. Boundary County does not, but it's pretty fun because if you ever want to know, like, I wonder who owns that vacant lot? Well, you can just go onto this thing and you click on it and it'll tell you who the current owner is. It'll also tell you who owned it before. But its property lines are not, they're not there to, for you to rely on. So don't look at those and go, oh, my neighbor's shed is on my property, or, oh, I have plenty of room to build a shed because look where the lines are, because they're not that accurate. I had a lawsuit that I told you about where, a forester was relying on a GIS map and the east line was off by, well, where he thought it was on the photo was off by 80 feet. And my client took not that much in trees, but Idaho has a rule that says that if the trees are for aesthetic purposes, then you can get the cost to replace them. Now, we're talking about trees that are growing in rock, literally rock, granite. So, you know, you're not going to be able to replace them with anything at all other than a sapling, unless you want to blast holes and fill them with dirt. So anyway, but this guy had evidence of that. And so it ended up being basically a $80,000 case because this guy relied upon the GIS and it wasn't accurate. That was the one, I think that case also was one that I used to demonstrate why you try to find a way to resolve disputes. Because in that case, you know, we ended up obviously after we dealt with the person whose trees we took, we ended up suing the forester who screwed this up under this theory and tort called assumption of a duty, which is the idea that if I'm watching you walk towards a cliff, and you're blind, and I know that. Yeah, I don't have any duty to stop you. I just watch you walk right off, and I'm not guilty of a crime. Now, if I decide to do something about it, and I run at you like a linebacker and tackle you, you know, 50 yards before you get to the edge of the cliff and hurt you, well, I assumed a duty to assist you, and I did it in a negligent way, and so I'm on the hook. A lot of people think that's a bad rule, but it's like, you know, don't be stupid. And it generally doesn't really come up, because most people, if somebody was just trying to help, people rarely get sued for doing that. But this guy, that was the same theory. He had assumed a duty. He wasn't hired to do this. He wasn't hired to hire the forester. He hired the forester to mark the lines. He's the one who said, don't mark that back line because it's not relevant, when it was. And had he marked the lines, none of this would have happened. So it really clearly was plainly his fault. And so, you know, I took it to a jury trial and I'm hammering at the jury. It's like, it doesn't matter that they didn't pay him to do this. You know, that's not relevant. I've probably said it 100 times. And then they blanked us. And then I was at Starbucks and I heard one of them talking to their friend. I didn't know who she was. And I heard her talking behind me. And she said, well, it just didn't seem right because they didn't pay him to do that. Okay. And that's the kind of nonsense that goes on in a lawsuit. So there is no such thing as a good lawsuit at all, ever. There might be a good set of facts that if the facts are believed and law is applied correctly, that you should win, but therein lies the problem, is one, believing the correct facts, and even if the correct facts are believed, well, then you still have the problem of the incorrect application of the law. And the problem with that is that it's a judge or it's a jury, so it's a human. And so no matter what you think about your case or how strong it is, take a haircut, do whatever you have to, figure out the most bitter pill you can swallow and get away from it. Lawsuits are just destructive and expensive, and it's not just wasting money on me and my staff. It's your time that is wasted, non-productive time. And also it'll hang over your head forever. You'll lose sleep at night about it and everything else. So anyway, that was kind of a traveling, I guess, lecture on, I'm not exactly sure what, but I think it's all points I've covered before. And as I've said, I'm always worried I'm repeating myself, but I'm like, well, I don't think everybody's listening every single week. And if you didn't hear some of this stuff, maybe you should. And speaking of cases that you should win but lose, I had another one that had an arbitration clause in it. I've told you before, I'll tell you again, don't agree to an arbitration clause. It depends on how it's written. If it's an arbitration clause that says, look, if we don't agree on price, you pick an appraiser, I pick an appraiser, and we take the average, fine. That's a good idea, rather than having the battle of the experts and all that. You know, that's fine. I'm talking about the full-on, the arbitrator is going to be the court. Avoid that at all costs, because whatever you think the rules are in your written agreement doesn't matter. The arbitrator can do anything they want. The only way you can get them reversed is if they, basically, you can prove they're biased, or you can prove that they were basically just biased. So that's when I draft a contract for somebody and they say, oh, we want an arbitration clause. I say, then why are you having me draft it? You just draft it yourself because it doesn't matter what it says. And that sounds very skeptical, but it really doesn't. I mean, this has happened on numerous occasions when the law is very clear. Contract law is not subject to a lot of interpretation. The arbitrators just play King Solomon. So, you know, whatever expectations you thought you may have had in this written agreement go right out the window when there's nothing you can do about it. Well, I think we're getting close to coming up on the end. Again, I would like somebody to send me an email or ask me a question or tell me to shut up or disagree with me or anything. You know, commonlaw7b@gmail.com. And I'll confess, I forgot to check today before I came down here. So if you did send me an email, I apologize, and I will respond to it directly, and then I will talk about it on the show next time. But I think that's about it. I hope you all have a good remainder of your day. Thank you for listening. This is Common Law 7B, and this is Arthur Beislein signing off.
Son of a gun, better change your act.